It's time to catch up with the team from Carte Blanche. And today we highlight a segment that aired on last night's show about the South African police force, and in particular, one very diligent officer. The reason I picked this story to talk about this week is that we get so many stories of the other kind about police corruption and laziness and incompetence and people being treated badly when they went to a police station to report a crime. So it's quite a rare treat to be able to celebrate an officer who's getting it right and who goes the extra mile in fighting crime, even if it comes at a high personal cost. We know they exist. It's lovely to see one being acknowledged in the way they were last night. So it's my great pleasure to welcome on the line Carte Blanche producer Busisiwe Gumede Chizanje. Thank you so much for joining us, Busisiwe. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. How did you first come to hear about Detective Keshi Mabunda?
Well, we all know about the infamous Rosemary Ndlovu case. Mm-hmm. And one thing that stood out for me as, you know, we were sort of digesting information, shocking information about what she did and how she was able to, pull off certain murders on individuals from her own family so that she can get insurance money. What stood out for me was the cop who worked on the case for many years, taking his time with it, being patient with it, investigating a colleague, essentially, yeah. Because he and Rosemary were working in the same station. And his name is Detective Keshi Mabunda. And I think I was just taken aback by the lengths that he went through to nab Rosemary Ndlovu. And now, of course, similar criminals who are basically getting money from insurance fraud.
I'm sure everybody remembers, but just in case there are one or two who are scratching their heads going, which crime was that? Rosemary Ndlovu, the serial killer, let's call her what she was. She murdered six of her own family members to claim insurance benefits. And she was convicted in 2021, sentenced to six life terms. As you said, Busisiwe, it was 4 or 5 years from the time police first realized they had a potential serial killer on their hands to the moment they could finally piece together the case and put her behind bars. When you spoke to Officer Mabunda's colleagues, they talked about his attention to detail, about how meticulous he was in combing through all of the evidence and all of the reports and looking for those tiny details that proved to be the undoing of even the smartest of serial killers. Busisiwe, as you rightly referenced, not just a police officer, but a police officer working in the same station he was, it must have been extraordinarily difficult to do that without tipping her off that he was onto her.
And there were instances where Rosemary actually confronted him and asked, you know, what is your problem? Why are you, wanting to get information about what I'm doing? And one particular moment, I think, that really illustrates how he put his life on the line and how he continually did so was when Rosemary found out that a certain insurance company was not going to be able to give her a payout because they had mentioned that Detective Keshi was on the case and he had actually blacklisted her or was part of the reason why she was blacklisted. And he talks about in the interview with one of our presenters, Claire Mawisa, how she has a really strong character. So she actually walked up to him and asked, what are you doing? What are you trying to achieve? I've lost a family member and I'm trying to get money from it, you know? And I think, you know, these are the personal sacrifices that he went through to make sure that she was nabbed. So I think it's really interesting as well when we then look at what has happened afterwards. You know, it wasn't just about Rosemary's arrest, but what happens afterwards? He still gets calls, still up to this day, from random strangers, from people who he says claim that they are in jail and say, we know you are working on this case, or we're still tracking you because of your involvement in the Rosemary Ndlovu case, and you have to watch your back. And he says, of course, that's something that won't stop him from doing his job.
It was fascinating last night during your segment, Busi Siwe, to hear the view of Bushy Engelbrecht. I think it's a name many of our listeners will recognise. He was an absolutely acclaimed police officer with decades of experience for working on major cases, now, of course, retired. But to hear him speaking about Officer Keshi Mabunda, speaking about the attention to detail, speaking about recognising the difficulty of tracking down a fellow police officer, you don't get much more of an endorsement than to hear somebody with his track record speak about you that way, do you? Tell us a little bit more about what he had to tell you about Keshi Mabunda's work.
He actually said during the interview that he saw himself in the things that Mr. Keshi Mabunda had done, you know, the constant looking over your shoulder, the sacrifices, being away from family, but also then the investigation tactics or the skill that you have to have, because of course you have to have the talent for it, but also it's a skill that has to be sharpened, and that can only happen if you know, you have the resources firstly, but also if you have a good mentor, for example, who's able to show you the ropes. But I think when we spoke to Bushy Engelbrecht, what we got out of his interview was that being a policeman is not easy. Mm-hmm. Being a detective is something else. And being a good detective, you know, requires you to actually put your life on the line. And he said that he got goosebumps just thinking about how this man was on this case for more than 4 years and didn't let go of that bone, you know. He was able to track one of his colleagues, which is not easy to do, because a lot of what he said was around how sometimes it also affects your morality as a police officer. Do you report your colleague and your friend, supposedly, whom you work with, or do you turn a blind eye? And there are very little people, or very few people, in the force who would be able to say, look, I'm going to investigate my colleague, and I'm going to bring them down in the way that Detective Keshi was able to do it. And it's one of the reasons why the police minister, Pekikele, you know, was compelled to ensure that he's then promoted from detective to captain. And that was announced at the SAPS Excellence Awards. I think that happened either 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. And we were able to attend that event. But it was nice just seeing police officers, you know, outside of their blue uniform, dressed beautifully, in this elegant evening event where they get to be celebrated. And it's not just Captain Keshi Mabunda who's doing amazing work, but many others, especially in remote areas and remote provinces where there's very little resources. So Bushy was actually quite impressed that this humble man from Limpopo was able to climb up the ranks the way that Keshi did, but also, most importantly, achieve what he was able to do with very little resources. We know that detectives across the country are very stretched. Some of them have up to 700 cases or dockets on their tables. And, you know, you can just imagine how that sort of affects our criminal justice system, right?
Yeah.
But how much can they take, you know? They are, at the end of the day, human. And Keshi really emphasized how he was not able to sleep without answers, and not able to sleep without putting this case to bed.
And the result of that hard work being noticed is he's now being called up on a very similar case, and one that is still a case in progress. So not too much that we can say, other than to say when police recognise they potentially had another family serial killer using insurance payouts off the back of murdered family members, they're called on Keshi Mabunda to come and investigate the case. Now, this one hasn't yet got to court, well, too far through the court system, Busi Siwe, the case against Agnes Setchwanshaw, who is accused of killing several of her family members, including her own son, also for insurance purposes. Currently before the courts, I think she was denied bail in February of this year. Detective Keshi Mabunda will be limited in how much he can say to you about an ongoing investigation, but did he seem confident that they will be able to secure the kind of conviction in this case that they did with the Rosemary and Lawvu case?
Look, I'll be honest, we tried to bribe him with coffee and donuts. I don't think that works for South African cops. But he was very careful this time around not to reveal too much to the media. And my analysis as a journalist is simply because he was talking about the Rosemary and Lawvu case, as it was unfolding. And I think maybe that might have compromised some of the things that he had, or maybe compromised his upper hand. So this time around, he's quite careful. He did put it on the table. Yes, it's a case that I am looking into. You are going to be equally shocked with the things that will be revealed in court, but I'm not saying a thing. What can you say? So, it's something that we had to then concede and say, look, for the interest, the best interest of your work and the current investigation, like you said, it's still before the court. We'll just leave it there.
Busi Siwe, what we can say is that we are lucky to have officers of this caliber dedicated to the job as he is. And thank you to you and your team for shining a light on them. As I said at the start, so often we get the opposite kind of story highlighting police incompetence. It was really refreshing last night to have an example of the opposite. So thank you very much to you and the team from Carte Blanche for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Busi Siwe Gumere Chizanje, the producer of last night's segment around Detective Keshi Mabunda. If you have missed it, now two things. If you're a DSTV subscriber, you can catch up on last night's episode of Carte Blanche using the catch up function. If you're not a DSTV subscriber, give it a day or two, usually by round about the middle of the week, those segments reach the Carte Blanche website and you'll be able to watch it in full to learn more about this remarkable detective. Thank you again to Busi Siwe.